The diversity and results of gifts are from God. Third, the variety of spiritual gifts and the results of those gifts come from God Himself. What we see here is similar to the admonition in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, where Paul speaks against the desire for equality, the desire for everyone to be the same. Such a desire goes against one of God's fundamental purposes in giving the gifts. Now there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God produces each gift in each person. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. In these wonderful Trinitarian verses, we see that we must avoid the mistake of thinking that God wants us all to have the same gifts, the same ministries, and the same results. It is striking how the Spirit, the Son, and the Father are included in these verses, which impresses upon us the divine origin of the gifts. We see here that all the members of the Trinity work together in granting us gifts. Our gifts come from the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, showing that the source of our gifts is the triune God. Paul never thought that each person in the church would have the same gift, nor does he think they should have the same gift. Now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it, and God has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, next miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all do miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in other tongues? Do all interpret? But desire the greater gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 27 through 31. Paul's words here could hardly be clearer. It was never God's intention that a person possess or exercise all the gifts. He wants to remove from their minds any conception that all the gifts are equally accessible to all believers. Our gifts don't make us inferior or superior. Fourth, having a different spiritual gift doesn't mean we are inferior or superior. How we feel about our gifts is a central part of what Paul teaches, and so he teaches in more detail the implications of the unity and diversity of the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, he says, "Even so the body is not made up of one part, but of many." The body of Christ is characterized by unity and diversity. We are one body in Christ, and yet at the same time the body consists of many different members. Some members of the body are tempted at various times to feel inferior. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15. You may think, "I am only a lowly and clumsy foot, and not a useful and productive hand." Conversely, you may think that you are only an ugly and misshapen ear instead of a beautiful eye. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 16. The body of Christ is composed of many members. There is not a boring kind of sameness. It is tempting for us to compare ourselves with others and to feel inferior. We constantly wonder whether we stack up, whether we are living.